Welcome to the Campus Ministry Heritage and History podcast series from Dominican University of California. This podcast series has been organized by Sister Mary Sower and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministry, the Communication and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
So welcome everyone to the 2020 Spring Dominican Heritage and History Lecture Series sponsored by Campus Ministry. I'm Sister Mary Sower, the Director of Campus Ministry. As I love to say, Father Edward Skillebeck, a Dominican theologian from Belgium, wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. And we at Campus Ministry also believe in the gift of storytelling. Today, we are honored to have with us Mia Lopez of the class of 2020, who will share her Dominican story. I will tell you that she is an occupational therapy major, but the rest of the story is hers to tell. Welcome, Mia.
Hello. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm really excited. Sister Mary, would you still be able to share it?
Yes, here we go.
All right, cool. So this is my Dominican experience. All right, so my first Dominican experience was in high school carpool. It was senior year in the middle of finals week in December, and we were just pulling onto the freeway to head home. That works. So I was pulling onto the freeway to head home. I was stressed about life and school and just my overall future. And I can remember my phone buzzing, now it's working. I think mine's behind. The screen lighting up with an unknown number. Naturally, I ignored it, but once I saw that they had left a voicemail, I grew curious. The instant that I heard the voice congratulating me for my admittance to Dominican's occupational therapy program, I burst out crying. It was an instant feeling of relief and just an overall win. In that exact moment, every sacrifice that I had made for school and all late nights and studying and worrying were worth it. I was heading to college. I had my bachelor's and master's degree, and I was going to live 20 minutes away from my favorite city in the world. Next slide, please. Freshman year was a year of change, a year of vulnerability. I found myself deeply out of my comfort zone, and I was unsure of what or who I wanted to be. Freshman year was a year of missing home so much. The year I would ask my dad to come get me every other weekend just so I could have his home-cooked pasta and drive around my hometown. Freshman year was the year of becoming familiar with myself while living in an unfamiliar place, of finding who I was outside of my family and friends, of learning to sit in my own silence rather than always trying to fill it. Next slide, please. Freshman year was a year of easy, pure, sweet friendships, the kind that can only arise between complete strangers. Friendships that come from realizing you both love coffee from Sacramento, or both have a blue cruiser bike that you are dying to ride around town. Freshman year was the year I traveled to Tennessee to present at a research conference, and I felt very grown up. The year I lived off of microwavable rice-a-roni and watched way too much Grey's Anatomy. The year I ran my first half marathon. The year of alcohol and door decks and late nights in the common room. The year of walking everywhere. The year of learning all of the secret roads and turns in San Rafael. The year of learning my new town like the back of my hand. Sophomore year was the year my meaning of home started to change. It was the year of late night car rides, the year of living with my feet up on the dash, the windows rolled down, and the music turned all the way up. Sophomore year was the year of being lost and loving every second of it. Lost in the woods, lost in the city, lost in my own head. The year I lived with my hair exclusively in two braids. The year I chopped my hair and suddenly felt so much more free. Sophomore year was the year of giving and receiving, a constant exchange of time and love and knowledge between classmates and professors and my parents. The year of being doubtful and afraid, but showing up anyways. The year of putting my phone down and getting outdoors. The year of throwing my speaker in my bike basket and riding aimlessly in search of adventure. The year I got lost hiking without service and walked on the side of the road, abandoned for hours. Next slide, please. Sophomore year was the year I discovered the power of Trader Joe's. The year I developed a serious enchiladas paired with chips and salsa addiction. The year of watching hours worth of Netflix with my roommates while snuggled in blankets and eating tubs of ice cream. The year I finally watched the last episode of Friends and bawled my eyes out the second Chandler looked around his empty apartment and said this was a happy place. Next slide, please. Sophomore year was the year I learned the beauty of having sunflowers on my desk. The year of nighttime hikes on Fire Trail, where we would turn our flashlights off and listen to the trees creak in the wind. Sophomore year was a year of honesty, a year of sharing stories and breaking boundaries, a year of realizing how time can mean both everything and yet nothing at the same time. Junior year was a year of growth, a year of grieving the passing of my dad, a year of realizing that some feelings are temporary while others will never change, a year of realizing that there is beauty in both. Junior year was filled with long, sweet hugs, messy baking nights, random 5-hour trips to 8 p.m. just because we wanted to see the real ocean. Year of studying so hard and knowing at the end that I had put everything I had into it. The year of being admitted to 2 honors societies and being so happy that I had new pretty little awards to cover my desk with. Junior year was the year my family really met my friends and my friends really met my family. The year that the at first solid line that normally separates the two began to blur. Next slide, please. Junior year was the year of Tuesday trips into the city to get that I finally understood the true meaning of being sore, the year that I realized that half marathons require preparation and that I shouldn't do them in unbroken shoes after not running for months. Junior year was the year I felt at my limit, the year of grad school, the year my planner was bursting with things to do. Junior year is the year I sat outside of Starbucks in my car and had to remind myself to breathe. The year I opened my email to see that I had been chosen to go to France and immediately cried. The year that Dominican offered me a win when I felt at my breaking point, just like it did that one day in carpool my senior year of high school. Senior year was the year of emotions, a year of lasts and see you laters, a year of realizing how happy my best friends' laughs make me, a year of being youthful yet serious, a year of playing on the playground and then going home to research hospitals I might want to work at, all in the same night. The year of falling in love with the East Coast. The year of finding a second home in New York. The year I dropped my little brother off at college and suddenly realized that my hometown wouldn't be the same the next time I came back. The year of road tripping with my roommate through the Redwoods just to give our siblings a hug. And then sobbing when it came time to say goodbye. Senior year is the year I fell in love with planes and airports and travel. The year I spent hours upon hours in coffee shops, making new friends and deepening old friendships. The year of randomly driving to see the Golden Gate Bridge at night, just so I could feel small and on top of the world at the same time. Senior year was the year of sleepovers with the people that I live with, the year of realizing I have a serious candle collection. Senior year was full of kind words and kind people. It was the year I saw people who had gone through so much find peace. It was the year of me trying to do the same thing myself. Senior year was the year of late night talks and the sharing of small words, the year of being silly. Senior year was making friends with people who like to dance and not protesting when they took my hand in theirs to make me join them. Senior year was full of handwritten letters and the sharing of worst case scenarios, of crying and then suddenly laughing 10 minutes later. Senior year felt like when you pull up your house after being gone for too long, like finally coming home. Senior year was the year of trusting people and missing people and telling people that I loved them over and over again. Senior year was a year of gratitude, a year of feeling full in my mind, full in my body, and full in my soul. My Dominican experience isn't ending how I expected. After spring break, I rushed back from New York, packed up my dorm, and drove down to stay with my best friend in LA. This year, finals will look different. Graduation will look very different. Saying goodbye until hopefully next fall will look very different. And though everything right now is confusing, I find so much comfort in knowing that it is temporary. Soon, I will wait in the long line for iced coffee at Phil's in Corte Madera. I'll watch the sunset from Mount Tam, dance in the sand on Chrissy Fields, and stay up into the early hours talking about life with my best friends. I'll give out big, long hugs and say thank you over and over again to the people who made my 4 years at Dominican so worthwhile. And even though my undergrad experience is ending in an unexpected, sudden way, I am extremely, extremely grateful because despite it all, I was given a very happy middle and a very, very happy start. And that's it.
Thank you so very much. What a beautiful presentation. I will just say once again, thank you to Mia. And to everybody who has supported our Heritage and History lectures this year. We will continue them in the fall. But once again, we are quite blessed to be able to finish out each year with a reflection from a member of the senior class. And if nothing else, the class of 2020 is an extremely resilient and adaptive and creative group of people that have really blessed the Dominican community with their presence these 4 years.